This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. So, hey, welcome back to the channel. And in this video, we're going to be covering off the match preview for our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, hosting West Ham United. We've got stats and facts, got the latest on the team. We've got thoughts from Magic Moss and, of course, our score predictions as well. So yeah, guys, it's Wolves versus West Ham United, just 8 games to go. And there's only 3 points that separates these two teams at the start of play on Saturday, with West Ham United sitting in 7th place and Wolves sitting in 10th place, but only 3 points between the teams, as I say, and Wolves do have a game in hand because of the FA Cup postponement against Bournemouth. So we're going to get into some stats and facts, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the team. I'm going to hear what Magic Moss have to say, and then I'm going to summarise with my thoughts. So let's get on to some stats and facts, which is provided via alwayswolves.co.uk website. Make sure you check out that. So the first league meeting, according to form, was on the 3rd of April 1920. It was played at Molyneux and the game finished 1-1. And our first Premier League meeting was on the 15th of August 2009. It was played in Molyneux in front of a crowd of 28,674. And West Ham won that one 2-0. Of course, the most recent meeting, we lost in December 3-0 to West Ham. We weren't very good. We got took apart a few times. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But Wolves' biggest win came on the 11th of April in 1960. It was played at Molyneux in front of 48,086 fans. And it ended up as a 5-0 victory for Wolves. Wouldn't we take that on the weekend? The head-to-head stats are interested in. Overall, Wolves and West Ham have played each other 72 times. Wolves winning 24, 14 draws and 34 wins to the Hammers. In the Premier League, it is literally level. We've played 15 times, 7 wins apiece and 1 draw. So is it going to be another draw or is someone, Wolves or West Ham, going to take the lead? So let's go over and hear what my dad, Magic Moss, has to say ahead of this one. And then we'll be brought right back with you with our thoughts ahead of the game. So we're with the main man, Magic. Who you got?
Oh, we got Ava back again.
Ava's back. Where's...
Yeah, he's going to bring me some luck, Ava is.
I hope she's right.
Yeah.
Where's Derek?
Oh, Derek's... I don't know where he... I've had to take him down the bits again.
After last night's 1-1?
Yeah, after 1-1, then I took him down
took
the
it bits. Bad.
He's all right. He's coming out tomorrow, he says.
All right, let's hope he's out for the West Ham game.
He's coming out for the West Ham game. He likes to watch. He knows he's going to beat West Ham.
Oh, I'm loving that, Dad. So, yeah, looking ahead to West Ham, what have you guys got to say about it? What do you think?
I reckon, Ava. I reckon I hope we get away with a draw.
Oh, we're going to get away with a draw?
Unless we're going to beat them, I guess.
Well, I don't know. A draw 2-2, is it?
2-2, I'll go on. We're not.
You're going with a 2-2, but you're hoping we're going to win?
Yeah, we'll be 2-2 or 2-0, one of the two. What do you reckon, Ivor?
4-2-1. A two in it, though. Are you doing a spread bet now, Dad? Is that what you're doing? You're spread betting, so you've like got three guesses. 2-1, 2-0, 2-2. Hey,
we're getting.
So you want to try to get it right? You're desperate.
Wolves, and we're going to now. They played. You know, he had a bit of bad luck the other night. But
who's scoring?
We'll have Coyle's playing, eh? Kuna. I think he's going to play, eh?
Okay, he's going to get a goal. And who else?
We'll have Flamengo, eh? Pedro Firmino,
even I can't translate that. Pedro Firmino.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's Pedro Firmino?
Mario
Lamina.
Yeah,
God, Dad, I'll tell you what, we need subtitles.
What you reckon he says? Yeah.
All right, have we got a song to sing us out?
What you reckon? Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, when I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, for I must face the man who hates me. Or lie a coward. Every coward. And Wolves are going to win 2-2 or 1-1.
Or 2-1. Dad, I'm telling you now, people are watching this and they are rolling tears down their eyes. You are pure comedy.
Keep people happy anyway. That's just what
they love you, Dad.
This life goes round, Davey. Your money, it's on a trial run.
No, it has. You're on episode 87 now.
Yeah, Dave, I'm very, very lucky. I've got a good family around me, but I do miss my wife.
We all do, Dad. We love you as well.
I know I keep saying it, but I do.
Of course you do. Absolutely. We had a nice day today, ain't we?
Yeah, you had a nice day today.
We've been out today, had a cake and tea. Dad, love you lots.
Love you, man.
Let's hope we do get a result 2-0, 2-1 or 2-2, whatever it is that you've said. Love you. Always Wolves.
Hang on a bit. Look after yourself, everybody, and always Wolves.
Always Wolves. Love you.
Love you.
So, thanks ever so much to my dad, Magic Moss. Hopefully he's put a smile on your face, as always. He always cracks me up. I'm sure he's cracking you up as well. Looking ahead to this game, of course, it's an important match for Wolves and for West Ham. West Ham, of course, still going in Europe in the Europa League after winning the Conference League last year. They literally took us apart at the New London Stadium earlier on in the season. We were very poor at that time. They literally got in behind us on the right hand side a couple of times with a long ball, something that we've been doing to a lot of other teams on the break, and we never really recovered. So it'd be very interesting to see how Gary O'Neill sets up for this one. I suspect he will go back to a back three. If Dawson's fit, he might come back in. I think Tommy Doyle might start because he didn't get on to the pitch in the week. Kuna will probably start on the bench again, so it'll probably be one of our academy strikers that will start up front. Of course, Sarabia will probably start as well, and it'll be interesting to see who are the fullbacks to start, because obviously 3 games in a week. But Gary O'Neill will be studying this one. Hopefully he's learnt a lot from when we played West Ham earlier in the season, and we can get a positive result. It'd be nice to get back to winning ways. In terms of a score prediction, I want to predict a win, of course. West Ham, I think we can take them. It just depends on how fit the squad are and what options that we've got. I'm going to go with a 2-1 to Wolves. I think we will beat West Ham this weekend. I think they've got a lot of other things on their plate with the European competition coming up. I think we could play them at a good time. I think Kuna will give it a lot more time back on the pitch. I think he got about 20 minutes against Burnley. He'll probably get about 35 minutes in this one. And let's hope we can get the win. So I'm going to go with a 2-1 win. It'll be interesting to see what happens at the Gary O'Neill press conference on Friday. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button, hit the bell notifications, because we will report on that when it comes out with any latest updates to the team and obviously Gary's thoughts. And if you've enjoyed this video, please smash a like. It lets YouTube know that you enjoy it. And of course, if you listen to it on the podcast as well. And until the next one, always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.